Senator, the veto session, one of the longer veto sessions we've seen in a while, and a lot of bills to take into consideration, and a lot of vetoes were overridden this week.
Well, there's a lot of activity in the veto session. By the Constitution, we hold on the first Wednesday, following the second Monday every September. And so we were there on September the 11th, and it could run up to 10 days. It was just one very long day to do that, but it was very eventful. And the governor vetoed a record number 29 bills this year out of 162. So there was a lot of activity going into the veto session, and really pretty exciting at times.
Walk us through some of the process. Obviously, the House, there's some House bills involved, some Senate bills involved, and when it comes to at least attempting an override, the bill regarding where it came from is where it starts in the process of trying to override a veto.
It's a pretty organized process. If it is a House bill, then the opportunity to override it begins in the House. If it's a Senate bill, then the opportunity to override it begins in the Senate. I believe there were 16 Senate bills and 13 House bills. And then the bill sponsor has the discretion if he or she wants to bring it up for an override. And I would say this year, probably about two-thirds of the bills were brought up for an override. It's totally up to the bill sponsor. And sometimes they don't bring it up because they don't think they have enough votes, or perhaps their bill was passed in another piece of legislation, so they just don't think it's really necessary to do. And then once that happens, then a bill has to receive two-thirds vote in both chambers. That would be 23 out of 34 votes in the Senate, and it'd be 109 votes out of 163 members in the House.
For you, what would you consider a highlight or the highlight?
Well, personally, I had Senate Bill 9. It was a small bill at the beginning, which would allow for the creation of extension districts. However, added on to that was some very, very important pieces of agricultural legislation, which the governor unfortunately vetoed. And so I had the opportunity, I weighed very heavily if I should bring it up for veto or not, because there were some parts in the bill that weren't as popular as others. But overall, I felt it was an important piece of legislation to bring up. Primarily, Senate Bill 9 provided for stiffer penalties for cattle rustling, which is really an acute problem in the southwest part of the state. And it also gave more clarity and more protection for livestock owners when it came to animal trespasses, accidental animal trespasses, animal abuse, and animal neglect. And so we brought up Senate Bill 9 in the Senate. It got exactly the two-thirds majority, 23 yes and 10 no. And then the bill went over to the House, and it received 111 votes, so it had two-vote margin over there, and then it became law. This week during veto session, our Joint Committee on Capital Improvements and Assessment took a tour of the Fulton State Hospital in Fulton. We had about seven senators, a lot of staff that went on there. Very, very sobering tour of the facility. Some of the buildings date back to 1851. And although we've got some dedicated, very well-trained staff at the Fulton State Hospital, the conditions there are not good. In the state, we can do better for our employees and also the clients that they serve. And so this committee is taking a long-range look at capital improvements, what should be done in the state of Missouri. And Fulton State Hospital, in my opinion, has got to be at the very top of the list.
Is this a committee that needs to have something to the full legislature at the end of this year?
Yeah, our deadline is December 31st, 2013. Our President Pro Tem, Tom Dempsey, created the committee, and he wants a report to share with fellow legislators. And so we got a pretty short window, and we've already met in Jeff City, in St. Louis, in Polk, and then we will have at least one more meeting. That one will be in Kansas City in October.
What's up next with the interim still in full effect here and about 3.5 months left in the year?
Well, the work never stops. It's in different places, and we go on to the next stage. I will currently serve as chairman of the Senate Education Committee, and that deals with K-12 as well as higher education. Huge issues in education. The transfer issue in the St. Louis region is very big, and it doesn't just affect the St. Louis region. It has implications all across the state and possible similar situations in Kansas City. So that's going to be uppermost in our mind when it comes to public education. And then for our 4 years, we're going to try to have a formula to fund all of our 13 public four-year institutions and community colleges. So certainly enough to keep us busy.